Okay, we're starting. We're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, six lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, we've got it said in a braisa. Ein moilchin esachalobim. You're not allowed to salt the fats from the animals. Yeah, I suppose permissible, what? Maybe, or even prohibited ones, in fact. Yeah, to preserve them. But ein mahafrin behen. You're not allowed to flip them, you know, I suppose, so they don't start to get smelly and stuff. Now, however, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Amru, Rabbi Yeshua had a heter. He says you can shoytchum beruach. You can basically spread them out in a airy place. Al gabi yusedos, upon the top of some kind of pegs or little wooden pillars, in order to they should air out and not rot. End of brisa. Amar Rav Masna, says Rav Masna, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you're allowed to, like, air them out on these pegs. Ikad Amri, some people say, Amar Rav Masna, Rav Masna said, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara comments, Bishlama, I understand, yeah, Lamanda Amar, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. According to the giving over, the Rav Masna said the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. It's drich. It would be needed to be said. I would have thought to say yochid v'rabim. The principle is that when you've got an individual arguing on the multitude, halacha k'rabim. The halacha is like the multitude. So k'mash malan. In this particular case, this is an exception. Halacha k'yochid. Over here, the halacha would be like the individual. So therefore, we would need Rav Masna to tell us that. Ella lamanda omer ein halacha. But according to the giving over, the Rav Masna said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Peshitta, that's a poshut, because we know yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. The principle is that if you've got an argument against the yochid against the rabim, you go like the rabim. So I can work it out myself. So that's the Gemara. Ma'ud Tema, what might you have thought to say over here? Mistaba, it's logical, the time eight, the Rabbi Yeshua, the reason of Rabbi Yeshua over here specifically, the Eloi, that if you do not, Shoris means you permit, lay him, Mimna, he's going to refrain, Velo Shochet, he's not going to shecht his animal. If he realizes that you're not going to allow him to basically have some way of preserving his fats, he's going to say, you know what, I'm just not going to shecht, I'm going to be vegetarian for this Yom Tov. So, Kamash Malam, that's going to tell you that we're not concerned over here, that basically he's got to make a decision, if he cares about Yom Tov or not. Oh, so, now the Gemara asked though, Maishna Mi'or Lifnei Dorson, what's the difference between putting one's piece of leather before the doorstep that people can trample on it? So this actually is based on, which we're going to see, is basically on that's the whole point. That we allow, this is a heter, because of Simchas Yom Tov, we allow a person to place his hide on the doorstep so that people are going to trample on it, because if you don't are going to allow him to do that, he may not shecht his animal in the outset. So we see over here, we allow certain leniencies in order to encourage people to shecht animals on Yom Tov. So too, why don't we say with the fats? Why don't we allow him to basically air out his fats?
Now we have to say because some people are fatists.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so Hosom Loi Mu'os. Answers the Gemara, right? Hosom Loi Mu'os. Over there with the leather with a hide over there, it's not clear that he's doing it for a financial reason over here. Yeah, mishum, why? Because that it's fitting, lemizga ole, that you could use it to lie on, maybe just spreading it out on the floor in order to use it without a doorstep, or find some people, or for the drunk who sometimes lies on his doorstep. Yeah, maybe it's on an inside doorstep, but potentially it could be that we ignore where it is, but the point is sometimes you put the leather on the floor, right? Happens to be that he's kind of weird, he's putting it over there, but so we understand why people put leather on the floor. But look at this. But do people normally suspend pieces of fat on poles in the air? That's even weirder, Gil, right? So hacha, here, I said, remember, they're going to say over here, my time at Sharu Li Rabbanon, what is the reason, Sharu, that they permitted me, Li Rabbanon, okay, to suspend these pieces of fat on pegs in the air? I added that in. Ki hechi, in order, delo lisrach. Lisrach means it shouldn't go off, shouldn't get saruach. Okay, so if you're going to, so basically, you're going to see that the rabbis allow you to do things in order so that it shouldn't basically go off or get despoiled. So, Mali, Lemishtachinu, what's the difference between being spreading it out, right, in the air. Yeah, marli limin lechinu. And what's in between salting it? Both are preserving it, right? So why can't I do that? Okay. And the problem Rashi points out over here, to salt some fats is actually an av malocha, right? It's ma'abed, right? Because over here, I presume you're not eating it, because we're going to see over here, we're going to have heterim with regards to eating. It's not clear, Pashtus, that if you salt food, it's not an isidoraisa. If it's for food purposes, yeah, it's maybe, unless it's really a lot, maybe. Fat, yeah, maybe specific for yeah, I don't know. Well, what's bothering me over here, because you're going to see we're a lot more lenient with meat over here, right? With fats, we don't seem to have any heterim. Or it could be just because, you know, it's only for... Right. So, I'm a Rav Yehuda, okay? It could be over there, with food, if it's a really heavy salting, it could be it's a problem. But if it's not a really heavy salting, it's not an isidoraisa. There is a difference over here, because when you're spreading out the piece of your hide on the floor, you can maybe he's doing it too because he wants to lie upon it. So therefore, you don't. Right, but over here, when he's suspending his fats in the air, yeah, you obviously need to do it for a financial. There shouldn't be a financial loss. So you may come to do a more severe one, which would be kolol in an isidoraisa. So Amar Rav Yehuda, new point. Now we're talking about back to meat. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Moileach, a person is allowed to salt Odom Kamachatichois, several pieces of meat, Bosa, Bavas, Achas, and one fell swoop. Right? He can basically, right, one, if he's doing it all together, so that one Turcha Achas, like, as we just said, we saw before with covering the blood, if you do it, then it will be fine. Okay? Afal P, yeah, even though, She'eno Tzurich, Alachiticha Achas, even though he only actually needs one piece of meat, he's allowed to do it all in one. Okay? This is on Yom Tov. Don't apply this to Shabbos. Okay? Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava says, he's got a different Eitzah. A person can be, instead of doing the, like, you know, multiple ones at once, it can be Marim, you can do Harama, you can do a trick. Like, and you say like this. You Amolach Garma Garma, you salt a piece of meat, and then you look at it and say, you know what? I don't like this cup. You know, I think I want a different one. And he's going to do another one. Yeah, and he's going to salt that. And then, you know, I don't like this piece of meat. And then I'll salt another one. And then he's got a chat. But it looks as if, basically, salting for now, and which would not be a problem. Okay.
What is the happy choice of the word garma?
Garma is... Oh, here it sounds like it's a piece of meat, even though we said yesterday it was bones. Tavra garma, but it seems to be a piece of meat over here. Okay. Masnisin. Beishamai Omrin, Beishamai say, Ein Masalkin Esatrisin, you cannot remove the shutters, well, the right, from your Beyom Tov. We're going to explain what now we're going to get into this. And Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel say, not only can you remove them, you can Avlachzi, you can replace them at the end of the selling day, when he closes up shop. So, Gemara, my Trisin, what are Trisin? So, Amar Ula says, Ula, they are trisi chaniois. They're the shutters for your shops. Yeah. So Rashi says over here, they're not connected to the ground, these things. You know, it reminds me of, you know, in front of Or HaChaim down there, the bookstore, whatever, outside they've got this like box which they have books in. So it's like one of those kind of things, right? Maybe that is connected to the floor, but these are not connected to the floor. So it's not a question of binyan and stira with karka. It's more like kalim. Hot dog caravan, right? But that's pretty. Yes. So the Omer Ula. So now Ula says we're going to go right. Shlosha Devarim. There are three things. Hitiru, the permitted soifon. They allowed you to do something at the end which needed a heter, right? Remember, so we got a heter for as Simchos Yom Tov. Mishum Techiloson, in order that you're going to do it in the outset, because if you're going to be machmir at the end, you're just not going to do it, right? The Eluhein, and these are them. Yeah. Number one. Right, which we've gone in the order of the Mishnayos over here. First Mishnah that we mentioned was the previous Mishnah, right? Or Lifnei Dorson, right? The hide before, you can put it on the step, and the people can trample on it. So we allow you to do that, because if you weren't allowed to do that, it wouldn't shecht and would eat vegetarian for Yom Tov. And also, Trisi Chanuyois, and also the shutters of these cubicles for the shops, Yeah, we also allowed that because people wouldn't open up the store to sell Bisley and Bamba and things like that for covered Yom Tov. Okay, and now a third one which we have not seen, the Chazar asks, is to return the Ritiya, the bandage, B'mikdash, in the base of Mikdash. What is that? That means like this. Let's say a Kohen who works in the base of Mikdash has a wound on his hand. So the problem is, if he has a wound in his hand, he cannot do the avoda. The avoda has to be done without chatzitza. So therefore, if you had to do the avoda, he would have to remove his bandage, yeah, and do the avoda, and then he wouldn't want to put it back on. Really, you're not allowed to put it back on because there's a problem potentially of coming to memorech, something like if there's some kind of like creams on it or something like that, or there's something that's whatever. There's issues that we wouldn't normally allow people to do that. If you're not in the base of Mikdash, but over here, for the sake of the avoider, so that he would do the avoider, we basically we take a cooler and we let him put it back on after he's finished his avoider. Now, Rechava Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, this isn't the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but it means Rabbi Yehuda, which was his Rebbe. Yeah, he's Af Aposeach. We're familiar with this from Chagiga. Even somebody who's poseach chaviso, his barrel of wine to sell. Umaskil b'asisosoi, or somebody who starts with his big lump of dough that he sells, al gav haregel, when he starts selling it on the regel in Chol HaMoed, right? And there, right, but Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, specifically going according to the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, and not like the Chachamim, de Omar Yigmor, he says that even though that you basically, we know Tumas Ama Oretz on the regal is Katara, Shavira, Obodon, that it's all talk, we're all Chaverim, we don't want to embarrass anybody. So, but after the regal, suddenly the tumor comes back. So therefore, it should be a problem to finish that barrel. But Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to finish it. And we're saying over here, the reason is because if you're not going to allow to finish it, he's not going to open it in the first place, and then people are going to be missing out on their dough and their wine and oil on Yom Tov.